Benjamin Tucker.
Hallelujah.
Be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountainside, and after he sat down and the disciples had gathered around, Jesus began to teach them. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed are those who are mourning. They will be consoled. Blessed are the gentle. They will inherit the land. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice. They will have their fill. Blessed are those who show mercy to others. They will be shown mercy. Blessed are those whose hearts are clean. They will see God. Blessed are those who work for peace. They will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted because of their struggle for justice. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. You are fortunate when others insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of slander against you because of me. Be glad and rejoice, for your reward in heaven is great.
Okay,
the good news of salvation. So I'd like to address our confirmands. Yes, those who will be confirmed, Liza and Ben and Nathan. You all can listen in. So today, you will complete the sacraments of initiation. Baptism, check. You'll be renewing your baptismal promises in a few minutes. Eucharist, check. You'll be receiving communion today. And now, confirmation. It's fitting that we recognize all three today on this day in the church year that we traditionally celebrate the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, the body and blood of Christ. What a long journey. You each participated fully in preparation. With your sponsors, Lynn and Susan and Juliet, you got to know each other more deeply, strengthened your knowledge of and relationship with God, studied scripture, and explored ways of living our Catholic faith while doing service. Living our faith is a constant invitation and a challenge that is furthered by community. It's a tough world, and we need each other, and we need the gifts of the Spirit. For inspiration, you each prayerfully selected patron saints to inspire and uniquely support you. For all those here who've been confirmed, I encourage you to revisit the story of the patron saint that you chose and remember. The story of this saint's life intersects your story. Nathan, one of the gifts you bring is a dream of aviation. Your patron saint, St. Joseph of Cupertino, Italy, was a deeply prayerful friar, a mystic, who experienced levitation in intense moments of spiritual ecstasy. This became a symbol of his connection with God. May St. Joseph lead you to the depths of prayer and the highest connection with God. Liza, one of the gifts you bring is love of animals. Your patron saint, Saint Francis of Assisi, shares your passion for all nature. Saint Francis embraced animals as his brothers and sisters and communicated with them. May Saint Francis inspire your connection to and care for all creatures, great and small. Ben, one of your gifts you bring is a challenge to sacrificial living. Your patron saint, Bishop Oscar Romero, was fearless and outspoken, becoming a voice for the voiceless. He was martyred for his people in El Salvador. May Saint Oscar Romero inspire you to unselfish love and action to build liberty for all. The saints help point us to true happiness.
Saint Oscar.
These young people chose the readings that we're having today. So we all want to be happy, don't we? Would it surprise you to know that God wants you to be happy? And we studied that what Jesus said about happiness or blessedness is quite different from what you and I might expect. Most of us think that to be happy or blessed means having a lot of money, having plenty of stuff, having someone to take care of us, being good looking and strong, or being well liked by everyone. Our ancestors in the faith lead us to countercultural values in the way of Jesus. In the first reading that you chose from the prophet Isaiah, we are called to remove oppression and injustice in our midst. As we stand up for and with our neighbors, our light shines. These actions make us spiritually strong and water our thirsty souls. As we serve, all rise. The second reading from St. Paul emphasizes that there are a variety of gifts and that the gifts serve the one God, our neighbors and ourselves. The Spirit is given for the common good, not just for our own advancement in the world's eyes. Today, gathered in community, the Spirit will bestow upon each of you a bundle of gifts that you will spend your lifetime unwrapping and utilizing the treasures within. You receive this outpouring of the Spirit at your baptism, and your confirmation will give you another dose. Practically speaking, we receive the gifts as we ask, seek, and knock in all the circumstances of our lives. I encourage you to pray every day for these gifts to be manifested in your mind, heart, soul, and body. Wisdom, understanding, knowledge, counsel, fortitude, piety, wonder, and awe. These gifts will strengthen and equip you to live the values of Jesus, to be blessed as Jesus taught in his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew's Gospel. Jesus turns things upside down for the hearers of his message then and now. Jesus said we will be blessed when we act in these ways. You are blessed when you are poor in spirit, not proud, but humble and dependent on God. You are blessed when you mourn, when your hearts are soft, when you lose what's most dear to you, then God will draw near. You are blessed when you are gentle. You are blessed when you are hungry for the things of God, and then we find that God alone satisfies our longing. You are blessed when you are compassionate and merciful. In caring for others, God cares for you. You are blessed when your heart is pure, in alignment with God's values, and when we let God work through us. You are blessed when you are a peacemaker, and then you will know peace. You are blessed when you are the squeaky wheel for what is right, and you grow strong as you stand for those who are invisible. You are blessed when you are considered foolish for your actions in love. Being blessed is not an outside thing that happens to us. Being blessed is an internal, dynamic disposition of our being in God. It's not easy to be blessed. We need community. You know how we're lifted up during our Pidgey Youth Group time together. We need encouragement to rock the boat, get in good trouble, swim against the stream, be kind, be renewed in our commitment to love. The only test today is a heart that wants to love and be loved in the way of Jesus. And you each pass the test with flying colors. You are surrounded by people who love you, standing on the shoulders of centuries of faith-filled people who love God, love their neighbor, and love themselves. When we gather around the communion table, all the saints are there. All the people who've gone before us are there. This table is a one table. So confirmation is not the end. It's not graduation. It's a kickstart to the continuation of an ongoing life of faithfulness. As we prayed in our opening song, the table of plenty is filled with everyday saints who came before us, who are with us now, and those to come, all one in the Spirit. Are you ready? Maybe? Yeah, little nods, big nods. Yes, there we go. Thank you.